Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. American politicians and bureaucrats are focusing public attention on the latest version of the non-event of the U.S. government hitting its debt ceiling. Instead, they should be paying more attention to the growing impact of global de-dollarization. At one time, about 90% of international commerce was priced and paid in U.S. dollars. To do so, foreign governments, businesses, and people were required to hold stockpiles of dollars in U.S. Treasury debt. This had the effect of providing the U.S. government with trillions of dollars of no or low-cost funding of budget deficits. And with the dollar also serving as the effective world currency, central banks worldwide held more than 60% of the reserves in U.S. dollars in debt. The arrangement helped diminish the upward pressure on American consumer prices. The bad news for you and me is that the rest of the world is moving away from the U.S. dollar. On a combined basis, in recent years, foreign central banks have reduced by hundreds of billions of dollars their holdings of U.S. Treasury debt. Instead, foreign central banks are adding gold reserves or other currencies such as the Chinese yuan. The shift is even more dramatic in the commercial markets. In the past few years, especially since the imposition of U.S. sanctions on Russia over its invasion of Ukraine, more than 40 nations have made bilateral trade agreements and settlements without using U.S. dollars. Today, only 40% of global debt instruments are denominated in U.S. dollar, with that percentage dropping as time goes on. In contrast, research from Standard Chartered showed that the Chinese Renminbi Yuan Global Index was up 26% last year compared to the year before. The U.S. dollar will continue to be an important global currency for years and maybe decades into the future. But the inevitable trend is that it will end on the global scrap heap. In the meantime, global de-dollarization will put greater pressure for higher consumer prices in America. And that is a far more important issue to you and me rather than the non-event of the U.S. government hitting another debt ceiling. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.